Fourth quarter underway here as we welcome you back to Robert Doyle Stadium. Collins leading 31-12. First play from scrimmage for Collins is a handoff to the freshman, A.J. Bradford, for a gain of 8 down to the 30-yard line of Shelby County. Last play of that quarter there, an interception by the Collins secondary, Sakari Toole. Coach Shipley and Nick Edwards trying to maybe catch Collins sleeping on an untimed down, but turns into a turnover. Here's a handoff to Stucker between the tackles, still tiptoeing, avoiding tacklers, and has the first down inside the 25-yard line.
Coach Lucas has gone back to the power game. Three backs back there with JR, sort of that extended wishbone as you described it. Just trying to control the clock now.
They'll have it first down and 10 at the 23-yard line in no hurry. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Collins leading 31-12. Three running backs in the backfield with J.R. Lucas. High snap. Bobbled football. Lucas pulls it back in. Boy, that was close to being a fumble there. And he'll be tackled for about a yard loss, maybe a couple of feet there on first down.
That was a good play by J.R. to be able to bring that one in and hang on to it.
Collins, only one turnover here so far. The two turnovers, I guess, we count the fumble recovered touchdown on special teams play, but the offense has only had one turnover themselves. Second down and 11. High snap back to Lucas. And over the right side is all kinds of room for Zach Stucker, who is running into the end zone for the Collins touchdown. The right side of the line opened up a giant hole for Stucker to run through, and he did the rest, taking it in from 23 yards away, and a Collins touchdown with a 10:13 left to go may be enough. Webb Bates comes on to kick the extra point. Bates kick up and good, and that makes it 38-12. With 10:13 left to go in this ballgame, Collins leading. We step away for a break. This is high school football on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Main Street parades, concerts downtown, Shelby County Fair, and going to high school football games are traditions that never get old. And what makes those traditions great are the people. Shannon Funeral Service has been a tradition for 152 years, in which the best part has been the employees there who are trustworthy with community roots. Shannon Funeral Service, a tradition of good people. Call 633-1266 or see our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
Shannon Funeral Service underwrites WXL. Radio.
Different flavors make the world go around. And now try the flavor of hot honey mustard on the boneless wings meal. Served with crinkle fries, Texas toast, and a 22-ounce drink. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's chicken finger plate meal. Served with 4, 5, or 6 chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, coleslaw, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's underwrites WXLN Radio.
38-12, Collins punches in another score on a 23-yard touchdown run from Zach Stucker with 10:13 here to go at Shelby County High School. Webb Bates waiting to kick this one away. This one a ground ball down the right side, and William Davis falls on top of it at about the 33-yard line, and that's where the Rockets will take over.
You know, the main thing for Shelby County is to do what Coach Shipley's been proud of all year, and let's play hard. They can come back and make it respectable. Down 4 scores.
Still a lot of time left, but much needed to be done, trailing by 26, 10 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Rocket offense moving from left to right in front of us. Davis goes in motion. They give it to Keon Stone coming to the near side on a counter play, and he'll get out over the 35-yard line to about the 36, maybe the 37 on first down.
Collins did a nice job on closing that one off on the outside, I think, before he's supposed to go to. Keon made a nice cut back up into the middle of about 4-yard gain.
They do spot it at the 37. Be second down and about 6. Correas in the backfield with O'Hare. Davis in motion. Pitch it on the toss sweep to Davis around the left side. He's got room. Cutting back to the middle of the field. Steps up. Makes a man miss. Down the left side. Runs the hash marks inside the 30-yard line. No flags on the play. And that's a big first down run from the sophomore, William Davis.
That's a real good run by William right there. And he's got all kinds of speed, all-state track performer, and was able to get him out and use that speed on the corner.
First big play we've seen from the Rocket offense in quite some time. Much needed there as the sophomore runs into Collins territory down at the 28-yard line, first and 10. Under 10 minutes to go, clock at 9:15. Davis goes in motion. They give it to the fullback, first man through. Flag on the play in the middle of the field near the interior of the line. Carias on the carry for Shelby County.
Much like a 5-yard run.
Going to be a face mask against Collins. Well, penalty here will
be
tacked on to the end of the run.
Another five.
Should be good enough for a first down.
Should be automatic first down.
Yeah. And it is. So the Rockets have the football now at about the 18-yard line, first and 10. 9:03 on the clock, trailing 38-12. Need to punch in a quick score here. O'Hare takes a snap, screen out here to the far sideline to Cameron Armstrong. Has a good block there on the edge by Keon Stone, and that'll be a gain of almost 9 yards on the screen to Cameron Armstrong.
I think that's about the second time we've gone to Cameron on that screen, and had real positive yards on both plays.
They mark him down just outside the 10-yard line. Second and, I can call it 3 yards, maybe just two. Ball at the 11. Give us to Davis. Between the tackles. Has room. He's out across the first down marker. They'll blow the play dead and stop the clock to move the chains. As he has the first down at about the 7-yard line, so it'll be first and goal for the Rockets.
First and goal for the
Rockets. 8:10 on the clock. Got to hurry up here. O'Hare on first and goal. Pulls it from Moorhead. Pitches it out to Stone, who tiptoes into the end zone for the touchdown. Now we've got late flags, about four of them flying here as Stone went into the end zone.
And then they're calling a hold?
They're calling a hold out there on the edge against the Rockets.
Wow.
Cameron Armstrong had his man driven about, two or three yards into the end zone. And three or four flags came in there.
Question is, where was the spot of it? I thought Keon was in the end zone before all the flags started coming out.
Yeah, it was, must have been an obvious call. I mean, three or four officials pulled the yellow flag and
they called the hold at the goal line. Because now it's first and goal at 10. Was a hold inside the...
I thought he was already, he was either close, he was really close to the goal line. I thought he was already back into the end zone by the time Keon didn't even really have to run.
I mean, the flag had to be thrown in the end zone.
But they had to throw it
in the end zone.
Yeah, in the end zone because they spotted him down at the 10-yard line, first and goal. Give through the middle of the line on first and goal. Carias on the carry down to about the 7-yard line, under 8 minutes to go. So the Rockets had a touchdown, called back on a holding penalty. 7.5 minutes to go. Rockets trailing 38-12. O'Hare in the gun. Three wideouts to his left. Holds on to it, pitches it out to Stone again, runs to the edge, and gets into the end zone for the touchdown.
Same play as they ran before when he walked in and
option pitch to Keon Stone, a 7-yard touchdown run.
You know, on that play, Collins faking that handoff up through the middle and not going out taking the read. He's just going ahead and giving it that big, long flip out there to Keon, just like a toss sweep type of thing.
Yep.
And able to get some positive yards.
Well, let's see if the Rockets can convert an extra point on two touchdowns tonight. They have not been able to add the point after. One was a botched hold on a field goal try, the other one a two-point conversion that failed. Christian Gayhart, good snap, good hold, kick is up, and the kick is good. 7:16 left to go in this one. Rockets add a touchdown. It's now 38-19. We step away for a quick break. This is high school football on WXLN.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated community pharmacy. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the whole family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy. Pharmacy, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Welcome back to the broadcast booth here at Robert Doyle Stadium. Onside kick attempt from the Rockets. Christian Gayhart is mishit. Really didn't have a chance. Was kicked out of bounds on the fly. And waiting to sort this out. The flag down for the kick out of bounds. It'll be first and 10, Collins from their own 46-yard line with 7:16 to go, leading by 19. 38-19 our score.
Collins out in their power set.
Bradford, Eads, and Stucker in the backfield with J.R. Lucas. And that's going to be a flag against Collins. About half of their offensive unit started to
move at the center.
And the ball wasn't snapped. That was odd. And that's a 5-yard penalty back to the 41-yard line. Yeah, you wonder if the center there maybe just had a miscalculation. I don't know what that was, but... Now first and 15 for Collins from their own 41. End off through the middle of the line. That's Stucker. Good stop as indeed by the Rocket defense. Coach Shipley going to burn a timeout here. It'll be second and long. We'll take a timeout as well. 7:09 to go. Titans 38, Rockets 19. High school football on WXLN.
So much can change in life, but a happy, healthy smile, that can stay with you the whole way. At Morton's and Family Dental, we've fostered healthy smiles for two generations, lifetimes of care and expertise. With convenient locations, evening and Saturday hours, insurance acceptance, and even financing programs, our family's here when you need us. Morton's and Family Dental, family-friendly dental. Call 502-244-9595 today, or visit MortensonFamilyDental.com.
Morton's and Family Dental with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville under Wright WXLN Radio.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Second down and 14. JR takes a snap, looking to pass back inside his own 35. Now scrambling away to the right side, looking for room. He'll be run out of bounds at about the initial line of scrimmage, original line of scrimmage.
That's a nice pass rush by William Davis. It got JR scrambling, and Caleb Moorhead had him turn, sort of slow him down a little bit over there, and a few other guys wrapped him up.
They spot the football at the 47-yard line. It will be third down and 9, and JR ran out of bounds, helping Coach Shipley save a timeout there. Clock stopped with 6:59 to go, and if the Rockets can hold here, try to get the ball back. Third and 9 from their own 47. Lucas DeLone back in the backfield, drops back to pass, has time, now under pressure, looking around, scrambling, steps up. Makes a man miss. He's going to be brought down right around midfield. Short of the first down, it'll give him the spot to the Shelby County side of the field at the 49-yard line. And a timeout going to be taken by Todd Shipley here with 6:41 left to go. It'll be fourth down at about 5 yards for Collins. And we'll step away for a quick break as well. This is high school football tonight, courtesy of WXLN Radio.
Are you suffering from low back pain? Have nagging pain in your neck? Is joint pain keeping you from doing the things that you enjoy? Are you dealing with tendonitis, arthritis, or plantar fasciitis? Are you preparing or recovering from joint surgery? If so, Max Performance Physical Therapy is the choice for you. Alice Creakey and her staff have been the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 14 years. At Max Performance, we realize that each patient is different and the same treatments are not for everyone. So a plan is put together that fits your needs. Whether you're an athlete, weekend enthusiast, working professional, or someone who's tired of living with pain, our highly trained staff and our state-of-the-art equipment will help make your recovery be as pleasant as possible so you can get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment at 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Welcome back to Robert Doyle Stadium. Fourth down here for Collins. About fourth and five to go, and they got the offense back out on the field.
They're going to run the freeze play, try to get us a jump. They got too many guys on the line of scrimmage. There we go.
Oh. High snap, pooch kick from JR. No one back to return. This one taking a Titan bounce down to about the 21-yard line of Shelby County, where it will be down by Nikos Klonakis. And the Rocket offense has 6.5 minutes
to
operate with.
That's a play we've seen before out of Coach Lucas's offenses over the years. Based on the last one going all the way back to the end zone, I guess he might have thought that was the safest bet.
19 points. The Rockets trail. Almost out of reach, you've got to think here, with 6.5 minutes, unless Shelby County just punches a quick one in. Shelby County with no timeouts left also, so see how this plays out. O'Hare in the shotgun, drops back to pass, steps up now trying to get away from pressure, but he cannot. Dropped in the backfield for a loss on the play. Darius Williams on the stop and quarterback sack for Collins, a loss of about 6 on first down.
So he's going a little bit of hurry up offense now, not taking a huddle.
Screen pass over here to Keon Stone on the near side. A great tackle there from Zach Stucker at about the 20. And he comes over and gives some clapping and taunting over here to the Rockets sideline.
And actually it was in Coach Shipley's face. And
So the ball spotted down at the 20-yard line. Third down and 11 for O'Hare. Dropping back to pass. Has a man over the middle. G.G. Edwards cannot haul it in, and that's going to bring up fourth down and long for the Rockets, who have to make a decision here. Trailing by 19, 5.5 minutes to go. Do you punt it away and concede, or you take the risk here of giving Collins the football back with a whole lot of time and running the score up even more? Beyond 19.
I think you're down 19. You play football. Go ahead and kick it away. But it looks like to me they're going to.
O'Hare's out there. He's the punter, so we're not sure if they're still in the huddle. They're going to keep the offensive unit out there here with 5:28. Clock stopped late in the fourth quarter. They're back to pass. Batted up in the air and incomplete on fourth down. And, boy, there's a punch there thrown by Collins. And a couple of flags come out. Boy, we've seen this throughout the game, and just some of these chippy plays, this extracurricular stuff tonight has been unfortunate, really. This game is what we pretty well estimate is out of hand. I mean, it's Collins.
I didn't understand that one. That was a great play by number 11 by getting up and batting the ball down, and it was down on the ground. Play was over. And I don't know if something was said or exactly what was going on.
Punch was,
I mean, one discussion could be it was after the play, so it'd be 15 yards. Collins will have it first and 10 from about the 35 or so. I'm not really sure how they're going to sort this out.
Be curious to see as the officials are huddled up at about the 15-yard line, and the Rocket crowd here is, they're not happy with that. They have been frustrated all night by Rocket penalties and things that haven't gone their way, and you can see some of the Collins players over here still trying to taunt and bait and
Coach May put a stop to that real quick.
And some of the other members of that Titan staff over there trying to keep contained the Titan players. Personal foul here called against Collins player, and they have thrown a player for Collins out of the game here. It's going to be, I believe, number 11, Darius Williams, the player who allegedly threw a punch. I actually didn't get to that. I didn't see it. I just saw the flags that were thrown immediately by a few of those officials, and they had a handle on what had gone down and what transpired. So the question is, was the foul after the play, which it was?
I think it was after the play, and it'd be first down, Collins.
They're giving the football, it looks like, a first down for the Rockets on this play. I don't know if that's correct, but still waiting to see what they're going to do here.
Fourth down was over.
Yeah, it should be first down.
It was a dead ball, a personal foul. Player was ejected, and Collins will get the ball back. Yeah. So that's the right call. Much as, you want that penalty to negate fourth down incompletion, it was after the play. And player ejected, and Collins takes a 15-yard penalty and has the ball back now with 5:22 to go. And now, Tom, with this much time left to go in the game, pretty much over. You got to make sure, A, you don't do anything silly or stupid from both sides of the ball. Try not to have anyone with a stupid or silly injury here for both teams as well.
I totally agree. And I mean, the kid made a great play. And ball's on the ground. I mean, it was batted down. Play's over. And I do not know what happened out there.
Well, Lucas is going to drop back to pass, but he's going to be wrapped up and tackled by Colin O'Hare for a loss on the play. Picked up. I think he tried to jump, Lucas did, to get away from a tackle, and O'Hare had him in the air and brought him down for the tackle. 2-yard loss on the play back to the 31-yard line. Nick Eads, Zach Stucker in the backfield with Lucas. Two wideouts to the far side of the set. They give it to Stucker, coming through the line, makes two men miss. Now he's tackled there by Goree on the second effort. Gain of probably about five on second down there.
Stucker has gotten some good holes up there, and he's ran hard tonight. He's had good balance, sort of dancing left and right, and able to get some real good positive yards.
Yeah, he's been able to really put the brakes on, I think, to put some of these Rocket defenders away and missed tackles, and that's what's been impressive about his running ability tonight. Three wideouts to the far side, one to the left of or right of Lucas, who rolls out looking to pass, scrambling away here. Colin O'Hare going to wrap him up from behind on third down. We'll see where they spot him down. He's right around the line of scrimmage. Maybe a loss of one on that play. And a flag comes in here again against Collins after the play. And this is going to be another one of these undisciplined plays from Collins where there's an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Titans.
I'm not sure. Zach Stucker made a great job of picking up Colin on the blitz. Colin got up, ran down, chased JR from behind. And for some reason, Zach was saying something to the white hat official.
And they marked this penalty off. The ball was down at the 27-yard line, well within range for Webb Bates to kick a field goal. And now on third down.
It should be fourth down now.
Will be fourth down. It's backed up to the 42-yard line, and now Bates going to have to be forced into punt. So a penalty there after the play. It would have been about fourth down and five at the 27. Bates, with plenty of leg, would have had a chance to kick another field goal. But the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty backs the Titans back up to the Rockets 42. And Bates now stands back at his own 43 to punt this away. Low snap, but Bates picks it up.
Great punt.
Still a good punt. Takes a Titan bounce inside the 10. Rolls down to the 6-yard line where it's down by Cam Harris. And the Rocket offense with 3:23 left to go comes back onto the field. And this one is all but over.
You know, it's time to start watching the scoreboard. And I've been sort of checking, trying to figure out, checking the press box. The North Oldham-Franklin County game is very important to us. North Oldham's at Franklin. If Franklin beats North Oldham, Shelby County will finish third and have to go on the road in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. And, however, if North Oldham's able to go up there, knock off Franklin, we got a three-way tie for second, and the tiebreaker is big time in our favor.
Shelby County's offense on the field. Here's a run from Jose Carrias into the Titans secondary on first down as he's out over the 15-yard line. Marked down at the 16. Is that good enough for a first down? They will move the chains as Jose Carrias with a 10-yard run. We've seen Carrias here, Tom, in the last couple games now come in that fullback position, and he provides another spark back there when Moorhead's not able to be in the game. Here's a run coming to the near side. Stone breaks a tackle, gets back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe got a yard.
Big Dane Kidwell had it come across and got an arm on Keon and really slowed him down. Almost got a good tackle for a loss. But Keon was breaking away just to get a couple yards out of it.
They spot him out at the 18-yard line. Clock under 3 minutes to go. Second down and 8. Davis goes in motion. Fake it to him. Here's a pass to the near side over the head of G.G. Edwards. And incomplete. Clock will stop here, 2:28, and bring up third down and long for the Rockets. 38-19 our score. The one positive for the Rockets here in this second half, they've outscored Collins, 13-7. Three wide receivers to the near side. O'Hare in the shotgun on third and 8. Rolling to his right, looking downfield, has a man. Oh, almost intercepted, thrown into the hands of Ty Rankin. And falls incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down and 8 with 2:22 to go. And
Shelby's going to go ahead and punt it.
Yep, that's what I was never. I was like, Ty.
The game, and you know, this year, Sean, in 4A, they've changed up some cross bracketing a little bit.
Yeah.
This year, District 4, instead of playing District 3, which is the rural schools and John Harden and so forth, we're now throwing in with East Jessamine, West Jessamine, Mercer County. And East Jessamine knocked off West Jessamine 21-16. That might have been for a district championship.
Colin O'Hare punts this one away. A pretty good punt as he gets it all the way down to the Collins 32-yard line. 2:18 left to go in the game. Shelby County with no timeouts here, Tom. You got to think that perhaps they'll take a knee and run the clock out with 2:18. It may, you know, the clock's moving now.
Why is the clock moving?
I don't know why the clock's. I don't know why that clock's moving. I don't know, but we're under 2 minutes to go now, and you got to think that the and now they're whistling for the clock to stop. 1:43, clock still moving, down to 1:42. 2:11 should be put back on the clock here. Is what the near side official and. But you still got to think, maybe they'll try to just run the clock here. But
a little too early to take a knee. They might have to
run a play or two.
Run a play or two, get a first down, and then they can probably down it.
They're going to take Carrias out of the game. Shelby County is taking some of their first-team defensive players out. Probably a smart move here. Don't want to have a silly injury. They hand it off to Bradford here on first down, and he's running for the first down. He brought down by Ethan Goree out across the 45 toward midfield. Now it's clock at 2:03. Once they start this, should be enough to start taking a knee.
Probably have to run one more or two.
Four wide receivers. Bradford lined up behind J.R. Lucas. Clock at 1:49. They hand it off to Bradford right up the middle. He'll be tackled. Isaiah Way on the tackle for Shelby County, and now with a minute and a half, clock still moving. This one's going to be over. Collins is going to remain undefeated and win the district title. They will be the one seed and get a home playoff game locked in. Be left to sort out the rest of the district once we know some scores from the North Oldham Franklin County game.
Clock is low enough now where they can take a knee.
Under a minute. They're going to hand it off to Bradford right up the middle. And he's out close to a first down, just shy, as he's brought down in Rocket territory at the 43-yard line, clock at 42 seconds. Collins going to move to 7-2 on the regular season record. Shelby County will drop to 6-3. Rockets will finish up the regular season next Friday night on the road against the South Oldham Dragons. 5A team and top 10 5A team.
You know, Collins has been about top three all year. They've got a legitimate shot, Sean, I'm telling you, to make it to the Final Four, possibly the finals. All year they've been very well balanced. Been playing real good defense here lately, and real good ball team.
And the clock runs out here on the Rockets and Collins matchup here tonight from Robert Doyle Stadium. Final score, the Collins Titans 38, Shelby County Rockets 19. Stick around, we'll have a post-game wrap-up here and talk about this one. Again, the final score, 38-19, Collins defeating the Rockets tonight here at Robert Doyle Stadium in the final home game of the 2017 season. You're listening tonight to high school football. Thanks for tuning in to WXLN Radio.
This has been Rockets Football on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Federal Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Hall Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, Shelbyville Pharmacy, and Mortensen Family Dental with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville. Stand by, the post-game show is next on your hometown sports station for the Rockets. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.